Mass BFW. How can I help you?
Hi, James. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Sounds like you're driving. I won't keep you long.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to check in with you. I know we talked about, you know, the Google Verified program, but you did want to kind of think about it a little bit. Did you have any additional questions or?
Well, I was just doing research and thinking about it, but I'm most likely. I told it was deferred, but then I was like, what was the charge wasn't the so it was deferred. Deferred like as in you don't do your time or anything like that. You go to probation. But it's still a conviction, so I was like, man, it was deferred, like not convicted, but it was. So anyway, I probably won't pass until 2032 when the 7 years is up. So, yeah, I'll probably just.
So it was deferred? I'm looking to see what is the
not
conviction.
Not deferred as in conviction, like if you complete your probation without getting any trouble, then basically you don't get convicted. But mine wasn't like that, so I'm pretty sure I got to check my paperwork. So
okay.
Let me have to check my paperwork. I didn't know where it was, but if that's
like
the case,
a deferred, a deferred sentence versus
years.
A conviction, right? A deferred sentence is not a conviction at the outset, as a judge postpones the finding of guilt. However, a formal conviction still occurs during the program in some states. So deferred, suspended, conviction, when you receive a deferred sentence, that court postpones sentencing until the end of the deferred period. And you said it wasn't deferred, right?
Well, my sentence was deferred. Like, I didn't get any time. I just got probation for 2 years.
Yeah, so in other words, what they did was you do the probation. As long as you're not getting in trouble, you're not going to do any time. Deferred means, like, let's say, for example, like my ex-husband, right? He had a deferred, and then he ended up getting in trouble again. So he ended up having to go to prison for 5 years because he totally and that guy was like, well, his was drugs. You know what I mean? So it was all bad. But yeah, I mean, that would, like I said, my manager, you know, sometimes they just ask you for an explanation. I know felonies, what they're really looking for is bodily harm, right?
Yeah.
They're looking for someone that has, you know, theft, robbery, something like that. You know, they might just ask you for a further explanation. But even if you didn't pass it, like let's say they didn't approve you, you're not going to lose that money because they would allocate it to your current product. So it's not a complete loss for you, if that makes sense. But again, I mean, it's your choice, you know, what you decide, right? I just wanted to check in with you just to see, you know, if you had any further questions about it or anything. Okay.
I think I'm going to hold off for right now.
Okay.
And find my paperwork and see what that says. And And then I want to, maybe they could do something with my Facebook ad. We can do something else. It's been the same ad for 2 years.
Ask them to change it up. Okay. Okay. I'll send a message on that.
Yeah, and also work picked back up. So, I mean, I just did $3,000 at 12 o'clock.
No way. Did you really? Good for you. Okay.
Yeah, so
well, that's what we want to hear, right? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever done Yelp ads? Like, have you ever considered that?
Yeah, I did them a long time ago when I was
Did you? What was your experience?
So all your reviews you get, they put them in non-recommended. Nobody ever sees them. And then if you get one bad review, they put it right on the top. So, but I was advertising with them and I went to cancel and they did something weird and they extended my contract with them for like another 6 months. I'm like, wait, that's not what happened.
You're like, I didn't do that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I had to keep paying them for the 6 months and they pissed me off. So I don't even know with them.
No way. Oh,
well,
wow.
Sorry
to hear that.
Up on them. But yeah, anyway, right? Because you got a felony on your record, so it's you know, they do a background check.
I haven't heard of background checks that they do. Not that I know.
I know last time I was with Yelp, they did a background check. But I just don't like Yelp because that's where everybody goes to complain.
Well, you got a good response on there. I mean, you respond right away to your messages, it shows. Yeah. I was just curious only because, with Yelp, I was just taking a look. Let me see here. Yeah, because I know with Yelp, kind of tough, right? We recently started partnering up with them and assisting our clients that want to do Yelp ads because it's always easier to keep everything under one umbrella. But, yeah, if you've had an experience like that, I think it'd kind of leave a sour taste in your mouth. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you always taking the call, and then we'll just, you know, perhaps reach back out just to see, you know.
Hey, you know when you call, it says spam?
Does it really? I'm going to let them know that because it shouldn't say that. You're like, I answered it. Yeah, I'll let them know that because it shouldn't come up as spam. Okay. I'll have them check into that.
I get a lot of phone calls that are actually customers that will say spam. As answers, I get to pick customers. Maybe they're calling from their job or something. I don't know. But,
interesting.
Yeah. That's why I don't turn that feature off my phone. It blocks all the spam calls because a lot of customers.
You know what's funny is my doctor's office will call me, and it'll come up as spam.
Does it?
So weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
And I don't want to answer them because I'm like, man, I'm busy right now.
Right? Exactly.
playing some fears.
Yeah. No kidding, huh? All right. Well, listen, James, I'm glad to hear that you're working and it's starting to pick up again. So if anything changes, you already know how to get in touch with me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And I'll send that note for them to change up the Facebook ad, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.